Abstract. Commercial surrogacy has emerged in recent years as a volatile site in the encounter among gender, technology and society, one that is blurring the boundaries not just of the body but also of feminist praxis. In India, a country that has become a favored global destination for low-cost, high-tech reproductive tourism, the practice of commercial surrogacy is generating polarized representations, either as a win-win situation or a race to the bottom. Given the extreme vulnerabilities of a vast majority of poor Indian women due to exclusion and marginalization in labor and job markets, patriarchal social and family structures, and low educational levels, the immediate financial gain through surrogacy assumes significant motivation. Though the fertility market is based on the principles of capitalist economy, its wider ramification both within the country and beyond is yet to unfold. Commercial surrogacy needs to be analyzed along the lines of women's reproductive health issues, and within the larger context of rights and justice. This paper examines the phenomenon of surrogacy as an industry in India and provides an overview of its operations. An understanding of this industry will be strengthened through an analysis of the regulatory framework in India, and within the broader Asian context. The paper focuses on the way the ideology of family and patriarchal notions of kinship act as drivers for the surrogacy industry, as well as on the interface between new technologies and old social structures that construct families. It then moves toward an assessment of the role of women vis-à-vis the conception of surrogacy as a form of labor. As conclusion, this paper put forward reflections on the recent regulatory move to ban commercial surrogacy in India and questions whether such a ban serves as a panacea as far as surrogacy is concerned, whereby women's bodily integrity is at the core, beyond the narrow commercial versus altruistic binary. Page 4.